And at the start of the month, we like to check in on what's happening right across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Long weekend went off beautifully, Yallander Flat and Coffin Bay.
Yeah, it was busy. So I hope you all had a fabulous long weekend and enjoyed the events that were available in our region, including the Yallander Flat show that was on Monday and the Coffin Bay BAM and Hall Markets that were on Saturday and Sunday. And also congratulations to all those involved in the release of the Everyone Has a Story doco, which was shown in Cummins on Friday night. This documentary focuses on mental health and wellness and features six EP residents and will be making its way around Eyre Peninsula thanks to Mentally Fit EP, so keep an eye out for it.
Very much looking forward to that. And we did mention a little bit earlier this morning about the new history book around Cockalechee, and you've got more information about that.
Yeah, so if you're interested in local history, the Cockalechee History Book will be launched at the Cockalechee Hall on Sunday, October 10 at 2:30 p.m. And I think there might be an afternoon tea.
Or you want to get in on that one. I understand that Dementia Australia is also offering an information session.
Yeah, so they're running a free community information session on memory and ageing at the Cummins Catholic Church on Friday, October 8th. From 10:30 a.m. to midday.
So that's only on this Friday, so make sure you get in quick. What's the latest with the Sleaford Progress Association?
So they've teamed up with Council and the Eyre Peninsula Landscape Board to run some free training sessions on collecting, sorting and identifying microplastics on our beaches. So this training will be held at the Nautilus Arts Centre Media Room in Port Lincoln on Saturday, starting at 8:30 a.m. So to register for that, you can check Council's Facebook page or call 0417 672 979.
And this being the last week of the school holidays, obviously, what's available to do there?
So if anyone looking for something to do in the last weeks of the school holidays, Whalers Way has reopened to visitors and Mickera Station will be open this week but closing on October the 8th. And also keep an eye out for the mosaic Stobie poles in Coffin Bay. The first of their artworks have now been installed.
And when the kids do go back to school, I understand that Lake Wangaree Primary School has a celebration.
Yeah, they do. So they're celebrating the centenary of their original school building on Friday, October the 15th at 2 p.m. with some stories from past students.
Very much looking forward to that. And it is October, but it's almost time for Melbourne Cup anyway.
Yeah, it's not that far away. So shout out to the Cummins Hospital Auxiliary, which is hosting a Melbourne Cup luncheon at the Rambler Club Room. So for tickets, call Leanne on 0428 877 452.
And there are new council grants, as announced last week.
Yeah, there are. So if you have a community project or hall in our council area that is needing funding, the New Look Council grants are now out. They'll be opening on Friday. There's also a new educational and cultural grant for individuals looking to access academic music, art and cultural events at state, national, international level. So guidelines and forms will be available on Council's webpage later this week.
Make sure you get in on those. Thank you very much, Julie. We'll chat again next month.
Yeah, we will. And I hear you're on a quick trip around our state for a holiday, so have a fabulous time.
Thank you very much.
We'll catch you soon.